The group, Park City Sport and Wellness Coalition, chooses relevant topics and delivers free quarterly talks. The upcoming talk will feature Melinda Rolstead of Think Head First, a concussion expert. As more is learned about concussion, more needs to be understood by young athletes and their parents.
I think concussion is still a very important topic for us to continually address in terms of education so people are aware of this injury. A baseline test is important piece of the puzzle, but it is not the only piece of the puzzle. And having a baseline is a great thing to have, so you have an individual result with regard to cognitive function, but there are many other aspects involved.
The title of the talk is Recovery from a Concussive Injury, It Takes a Village. Rolstad will be sharing the stage with Dr. Robert Burr, a neuropsychologist at the University of Utah and Primary Children's Hospital.
It's very multifaceted clinical syndrome that can affect people physically, cognitively, behaviorally, and emotionally. So we have to consider all those factors in the recovery process.
The recovery process, she says, can involve many different specialists.
Things that we find extremely helpful initially are what I call restorative therapies, which are like massage, manual therapy, cranial sacral massage, acupuncture. Teaching people relaxation meditation skills is really important because you're trying to calm the brain to get it to rest and recover. So that's really important in all cases, and I try to encourage that in all of our patients initially. Then when you progress out of that phase, when they're really starting to feel better and their symptoms are clearing, then you need to consider, okay, where are we? Is this a kid who's in school and we need to get school officials involved, and how are we going to integrate that aspect along with their sport aspects?
Recovery from a concussion can take a long time, depending on some of the conditions a patient brings into the concussive injury.
Concussions can take quite a while at times. It really depends on what the individual, the comorbidities that perhaps the individual has prior to an injury that can also play into post-injury recovery. If somebody has a history of migraine headaches, attention deficit type difficulties, any learning difficulties, any sleep disorders, all of those things can play into the recovery process and can prolong recovery.
That's Melinda Rolstad of Think Head First. She says full recovery post-concussion in most cases can take place. The talk will be presented April 22nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Park City High School Lecture Hall. It's free to the public. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.